This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Congress officially opened President Donald Trump's impeachment trial Thursday. We get details from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
In a packed Senate chamber, the sergeant-at-arms escorted in the House's impeachment managers, the seven lawmakers who will prosecute the case, led by Adam Schiff.
House Resolution 755, impeaching Donald John Trump, President of the United States, for high crimes and misdemeanors.
Schiff read the two articles charging the president with abuse of power and obstructing Congress. It's just the third presidential impeachment trial in American history and comes before a GOP-led jury.
The Senate's time is at hand.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he will not be an impartial juror, but will be among the lawmakers swearing an oath to deliver impartial justice. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Chief Justice John Roberts and the 100 senators, including Leader Mitch McConnell, have been sworn in. The impeachment trial has been adjourned until next Tuesday. A government watchdog group says that President Trump broke the law by withholding congressionally approved aid to Ukraine, but the Government Accountability Office says the Trump administration did not have the right to cite policy reasons for holding up the money. Congress had already authorized the millions of dollars, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says that Trump broke the law.
Faithful execution of the law does not permit the president to substitute his own policy priorities for those that Congress has enacted into law.
Top House Republican Kevin McCarthy says the administration should get to decide how taxpayer money is spent. The GAO is a nonpartisan arm of Congress. Its findings have no legal binding authority, and it has no prosecutorial power. This is VOA News.